show up tonight at 7:05 and you'll see. Oh, that's a bad way to start it all off, isn't it? Joe's done nothing but been gracious and nice, and I'm just snapping.
Snap at me the first right. question, you know. So.
No, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Same line.
Third of the way through, how happy are you with the progress of this funeral?
Oh, well, it's been quite a ride already. We're only a third of the way through. You think about, we lost Hedman for 18 of those games, I think, and we've had guys in and out all the way through. But as a group, we've stuck together pretty well. And for us to be sitting where we are in the standings, I can't be much more pleased than that. But as you stated, it's only a third of the way through. We've got quite a ways to go. And but I've said this all along, you got to bank your points early because you never know if you might need them later on. And we've done a great job of that so far, and we just got to keep going.
I know you just recently moved Val back to center. I know you played wing top line for a while. I mean, how would you evaluate his season so far, how he's looked to you?
Well, Val's been outstanding for us. And I think a lot of what happens to Val, it goes unnoticed. And he does an unreal job on our power play because he's the guy that really calms things down and makes things happen out there. He's the guy most of the time that gets the puck in the zone. You need somebody to kill a big penalty for you. You know, he doesn't do it all the time, but when we need help, when we need guys in, he's the guy that can go in and do it. And he's been our best face-off guy. It's all these little things you just sometimes don't show up on the score sheet that Val's doing for you, and that's why he's been such a big get for us.
Do you have to encourage him to shoot more? I mean, like probably the whole team that way, but well, as far as a guy like him.
Kind of our MO, isn't it? We've got to encourage Stammer to shoot more, and he's got the best shot on the team, so... But Val, I think for some players, like Val knows when there's, you know, it's time to put a puck in the net, but I think instinctually he's got a lot of pass first in him, and that's, you know, it's not a bad thing because, you know, you need somebody to set guys up, but, you know, sometimes you wish guys would get a little bit more selfish in those regards, but if that's the worst thing we're going to say about Valtteri Filppula is maybe shoot the puck a little more, then we got a pretty good player in the hands.
Conley's slated to skate in his 100th career game tonight. Can you just talk about his progress?
Good?
And
is there always good
I know
for,
you're a big supporter of him.
Did Eric send you that?
No, that was all me.
I'm so proud. You guys always have a good stat that I don't know. I'm always getting stumped by you. Conley's in his 100th game tonight. Good for him. He deserves it. His, the progress he's made, I remember when he came down. You know, especially a lot of kids don't go through this, but to be, what was he taking, 6th overall, to play 50-plus games in the NHL, and then have to go to the American League the next year and play a full season, I'm sure, you know, on the ego, that's somewhat bruising. But he stuck with it, and he's, there's definitely been ups and downs, but he has found his way to the net. And that kid scores goals, and he just had to round out some other parts of his game so to get him in the lineup regularly. And when he's figured that out, it's been great to watch. And that kid's a scorer, so it's when he's slowly figured out that you get to those dirty areas, pucks are eventually going to end up on your stick, and he's a guy that can put him in. He's having success, and that's what's happening for him now.
Speaking of stats, Stamkos is one shot of 250 for his career for goals. See,
kind of trying to one up me.
So, obviously, how much have you seen him evolve with the way he scores goals in the last since you've known him or seen him?
Well, I think I could go with the how many? What'd you say? How many assists? Yeah,
one shy of 250.
One shy of 250. The one thing, and we go back to talking about Val, about that. Kind of, would you like to see him shoot more? Honestly, with Stammer, I'd like to see him shoot more. When you see him with 5, 6, 7 shots, all of a sudden he's got, you know, one mole or maybe two goals. I remember Montreal, I think he had 12 shots, he had 3 that night. But some of the things in these players, which, you know, ultimately makes them great guys, is they want to help other guys out, or they want to make that play so somebody else can score. You don't always see that from somebody that's a natural goal scorer, so it's good to see. You know, Stammer has that mentality, but sometimes as a coach, you're like, come on, be a little selfish once in a while and shoot. And but I think, if anything, he's become a little bit more of a passer, per se, especially after, you know, Marty left, you know, is gone now, and he was a guy that usually set Stammer up, and now Stammer's, although he's still in a role where he shoots, but now he's in a role a little bit more, or, you know, he's trying to set some guys up, and I don't know, maybe it's rounded out his game a little bit, but still, I don't want to ever, you know, confuse Steven Stamkos with Adam Oates.
Yeah.
He's a shooter, and we want him to continue to shoot the puck, because not a lot of guys are as gifted at putting the puck in the net as he is, and that's what we want him doing.
Do you pay much attention to where your opponent sits in the standings? Do you look at that at all?
No, not at all. It has no bearing on us, especially in December. Now, if you're asking me that question end of March, when now you're all of a sudden, if you're putting yourself in a playoff position, like who you might play, well, the National, yes, but in December, no chance. I couldn't even tell you where Columbus is in the standings, and nor do I care. And I bet you if they asked Todd Richards, he'd probably say the same thing. I just know the other night they beat Florida, and they're probably feeling good about themselves, and we got to find a way to beat them tonight. Other than that, I don't pay attention.
Good?
Good.
Yep.
Thank you.